a longtime tribal leader announced his retirement. A new law restricting access to abortion pills goes into effect in August, and a new agreement aims to improve water service in Osage County. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 8th. I'm Deborah Shar. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby is stepping down after 39 years of leading one of the most economically prosperous tribal nations in Oklahoma and the country. Sarah Lisi reports on his legacy.
Bill Anitubby announced that he's retiring from his role as Chickasaw Nation Governor at the end of the month and is passing the torch to his son, Chris, who has served as the tribe's lieutenant governor since 2019. In a Facebook post, he says, quote, "After much prayer, thought, and discussion with my family, I've decided it's time to retire and entrust leadership to a new generation of dedicated and capable leaders." During his tenure, Bill Anitubby grew the money in the tribe's federal trust fund from $500,000 to $26 million, and the tribe's employees from 250 to 15,000. That vision of longevity and respect, Bill Anitubby says, is evident in its growing resources for tribal citizens in healthcare, education, and culture. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed a new interim commissioner for the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health. Sierra Pfeiffer reports this is the agency's third leader in 2.5 years.
Josh Anderson will oversee the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services for at least the next 6 months. He joins the agency from the Oklahoma State Healthcare Authority, where he has been the chief of staff since October. Before that, he worked at the State Health Department. He replaces Interim Commissioner Greg Slavonic, who has led the agency through a period of financial turmoil. Stitt says Anderson will help cut costs and improve oversight. State lawmakers prepared for the possibility that State Health Commissioner Keith Reed would temporarily take control of the agency, but Anderson's appointment negates that possibility. A feasibility study about whether to consolidate the state's embattled mental health agency and health agency is ongoing. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma lawmakers wrapped up a 3-year effort to tighten restrictions on abortion pills during the 2026 legislative session. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on House Bill 1168, set to go into effect in August.
The new law will make it a felony for a person to deliver or possess with the intent to deliver an abortion-inducing drug to someone who plans to use it for an abortion. That applies to medications such as mifepristone and misoprostol. The penalty is up to $100,000 in fines, 10 years in prison, or both. But this doesn't apply to pregnant people who access the pills for themselves. Students for Life Action President Kristen Hawkins, who advocated for the bill, says the policy will reduce the number of abortion pills entering Oklahoma.
There should be no abortions happening in Oklahoma. This bill was crafted and written to target those who are shipping chemical abortion pills into the state from out of the state.
Critics say the language is vague and could create uncertainty. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Osage County Rural Water District 21 customers have been under a boil order for 2 years and often experience days-long water outages. Grayson Wheeler reports a new agreement between the Water District, the Osage Nation, and Pawhuska's water system aims to change that.
All three entered a memorandum of agreement, which outlines a plan to connect District 21's infrastructure to Pawhuska's. Craig Walker is the Osage Nation's Director of Natural Resources. He says the agreement gets everyone on the same page, and the tribe's involvement opens up more grant opportunities.
We want water available and good quality water available for everybody in the area, not just Rural Water 21, not just this person. There are people that are still hauling water because they're not even tied into their district because the funds aren't there to set them a meter and run them a line out to their house.
Walker says the memorandum of agreement is just the first step. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.